Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. Our thanks to Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you the program here throughout the 2022 campaign. We'll be diving into our week 7 picks here in just a moment. And first off, we'll let you know how we did here in week number 6. It was a 8-0 week for myself here last week, and 7-1 for Jim, 6-2 for Matt. And now our overall standings have tightened up here a little bit. Matt sitting at 36-12, still a game out in front. I'm at 35-13, and Jim now at 31-17. So a little tighter down the stretch here we go. Here's how it went last week in those games that we picked. It was Audubon, a 66-30 victory over Coon Rapids Bayard. That was a winner for Jim and myself. Matt was out on a limb there with the Crusaders and came tumbling down. KM, a 60-18 victory over Exira EHK. We all had the Cougars there. ACGC edged out a road win over I-35, 23-20. We all had the Chargers. Got that one right. Underwood, a 54-0 shutout of Trainer. That was a winner for all of us as well. We all had the Eagles. We all had Glenwood over Winterset, and that was good. They were 30-7 winners. And it was Greene County, 34-23 over Red Oak. That was a winner for both Matt and myself, and Jim had Red Oak there. It was ADM defeating Creston, 38-7. We all had the Tigers. And then Harlan defeating Atlantic, 54-7. And that was a winner for Jim and myself. Matt there lost with Atlantic. So that's how we went there in week number 6. We'll take a look at our week seven picks right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Mrs. Grimes Original Chili Beans, 3 for $5. Six-pack Jiffy Corn Muffin Mix, only $2.98. And Fritos or Cheetos, just $2.88 each. Over in the meat department, we have boneless rump roast, just $3.99 a pound. All-natural loin-back pork ribs, $2.99 a pound. And bone-in pork butts, only $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back here to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into our first couple of picks here for week number 7. And we've got a couple of 8-man contests here in District 10 once again here to start our sheet here this week, just like last week. And I guess with my 8-0 week, I'm going to have to start off the program here.
Is that the first perfect?
I think that's the first one of the year. Congratulations. Thank you. Had some 7-1s, but we haven't quite got to the full bore there yet. We'll start off here with a matchup between a couple of teams that have struggled here of recent. It's a 2-4 Exira EHK team on the road to take on 2-4 Booyer Valley. And this will be an interesting matchup. Who can kind of get up off the mat and play better? It's been a tough stretch here these last few games for Exira EHK. It does seem like the season kind of started to go in the wrong direction there for them ever since that Audubon game where they were throttled on the road. But I do think they have a little bit more offensive firepower than Booyer Valley does here coming in. It is kind of a one-man show with Trey Peterson, but I think he's going to be able to do enough to get it done here against the Bulldogs. So I'm going to go with the road team here and take Exira EHK. Jim?
Yeah, if this were closer to Halloween, I might be tempted to take Booyer Valley. But,
boy,
that was my lame attempt at a joke. Booyer Valley.
Booyer.
You say Booyer Valley, you're going to get calls from folks up there. It's Booyer Valley. Exira EHK, I just looked at a couple of games. I was trying to match scores. I kind of looked at these two teams as being relatively equal, but I looked at a couple scores that matched up. And, you know, Exira EHK beat Woodbine pretty handily while BV lost to them. And then that West Harrison game, too. BV got shut out by West Harrison. Exira EHK not only lost a close one, but it was at West Harrison, and West Harrison had to rally late to come back and win that game. So I think Exira EHK just has a little bit more to them, so I'm going to take the Spartans.
All right, another one for Sparty. Matt?
Yeah, I think this is kind of one of those the toss-up games just a little bit there. As you kind of said, Chris, since that Audubon game, Exira EHK is kind of taking a little bit of a downward spin just a little bit. So, you know, it's just a matter of can they get things corrected for this week and maybe, you know, get that ball spreading around a little bit more and get some more options out there. Bowyer Valley on the other side there, you know, everything pretty much runs through their quarterback. Beam, the only thing is he hasn't been as efficient as you probably would like him to be. He's only 56% passing. And he has the leading carries on the team at 41, but he only has 42 rushing yards on the season. So, you know, that's not very good. So I'm going to go with Exire EHK. I think kind of like what Jim said, it's, you know, they've, when it has come time, they have stepped up and gotten the job done. So I'm going to go with the Spartans on the road.
You said earlier this game was a toss-up. Well, it can't be a toss-up if we all picked the same.
Well, I know, but on paper it is. We all thought it was a toss-up. We just all went the same direction there, Lee.
You know, I jotted BV down on my sheet for you because you stated up front that this can't be a toss-up. So I was just assuming that's where you were going.
Not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast.
Not very fast at all.
What a boring program we run. Going to go to another game here in that same district, and this one maybe has a touch of intrigue to it as well here. Audubon Wheelers go on the road to take on that West Harrison team that's been able to edge out their way to victories in all their games here so far this season. Jim, who's going to win?
Boy, you know, it's... you know, this one just kind of, I could see Audubon going and picking one off here, honestly, on the road. I think they've shown already that there are times when they put it together that they can look like one of those playoff teams, but I'm just afraid West Harrison's going to be a little too much to handle at home. West Harrison's been a takeaway machine this year. They've got 12 fumble recoveries, 11 interceptions. Not only that, but they annoy the living dickens out of an offense. In addition to the takeaways, they've also sacked the quarterback 38 times. They've got 61 tackles for loss. When you look at the comparison sake for Audubon, they have 9 sacks and 32 tackles for loss. So, I mean, they really... really disrupt at the line of scrimmage, more so than that, in the backfield defensively. I just think West Harrison at home, I think this is senior night for them. I think this is going to be kind of a tough one. So West Harrison at home.
All right. One for the Hawkeyes. Matt?
Yeah, Audubon's just kind of been that Jekyll and Hyde team this season. You know, one week you think it's not going to happen, and they play just a phenomenal game and put up a lot of numbers and everything like that. And then vice versa the next week. So that is kind of one of the things, is looking at this and comparing the two teams back and forth. There's games in there where they've got comparable teams, and Audubon's blown them out, and West Harrison's kind of squeaked by. But at the end of the day, I'm kind of like Jim, and I looked at that defense, and I think the defense has kind of set the tone for the different things that they have done and overcome and gotten some of their victories by that. And as you get farther and farther into the season like this, that defense becomes very invaluable if they're, as long as they stay healthy. You know, BC Moore has this, West Harrison's only a 7.5 point favorite on this. And so I think it's, you know, they're usually pretty close.
Take a
I'm
chance.
I'm going to go with West Harrison.
Take a chance. Oh, so much for the chance.
I know.
All right, another one there for the
I'll let Chris decide what he wants to do.
Yeah, this is interesting. Like you said, Audubon's been up and down. The problem is this, according to their schedule so far, is the week that they'll be down, because they've gone week to week, almost back to back, good and bad, and it's been that way for them. I do like what Aaron Olsen can do when they can give him some space. He is a good runner. It's just that West Harrison's got a pretty good core of guys that lead the way for them. Sage Evans is one of those guys that's just got a huge motor on the defensive side and do all kinds of things for him. Walker Reif has had a really good season in the backfield. They've got Colson Evans, Mason McIntosh, some of those guys that were on that successful basketball team last year, and they've just kind of carried that confidence over, it seems like, here this year to get it done when they need to. I do think Audubon makes this fun, but I also am with you guys and think that West Harrison ultimately pulls off the win. So we're going to go, I guess, West Harrison across the board there. After our first two games here on our sheet, we'll come back and take a look at a couple of games in Class A District 7 right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back.
and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Mrs. Grimes Original Chili Beans, 3 for $5. Six-pack Jiffy Corn Muffin Mix, only $2.98. And Fritos or Cheetos, just $2.88 each. Over in the meat department, we have boneless rump roast, just $3.99 a pound. All-natural loinback pork ribs, $2.99 a pound. And bone-in pork butts, only $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into some more contests now as we move to 11-man football, and we're going to go to Class A District 7. Riverside Bulldogs will hit the road to take on Southwest Valley. Matt, who's going to win?
Ooh, I get this one. I'm going to go with Southwest Valley. They're 5-1 on the season. They've done some pretty good things up there. Riverside's starting to come along. They had quite a few kids they had to replace at different areas there, and especially in some key spots. And they're starting to progress, but I think on the road at Southwest Valley, I'll go with the Timberwolves.
Timberwolves. All right. It's one there for Southwest Valley. This is an interesting game, I think. You know, you look at the comparable scores, and they've kind of been similar here for these two teams so far. Southwest Valley does have the victory over St. Albert, whereas Riverside came up short in that game earlier this season. But like you said, I think they have improved. They've taken their lumps, certainly, at certain times throughout the year. But when they are on, they're pretty good offensively. It does look like Southwest Valley's got a pretty stout defense. But the game that they did lose, they gave up 28 points. So I don't know. I need to take a flyer somewhere because I got to catch Matt with that one game that I'm still behind. So I'm going to give the Riverside Bulldogs a chance to go grab one here on the road. I'm going to take Riverside. Jim.
You know, I thought I was going to get a limb pick on this one. Now it's going to be one of you guys. You know, looking at kind of the same thing you guys kind of talked about a little bit, Southwest Valley is very run heavy. They don't throw the ball much. They like to control the game, grind it out, take care of business, win the line of scrimmage on defense. I think for Riverside to play well here, they don't need to win the line of scrimmage. They need to play strong. I don't think they can. Southwest Valley is pretty good at the line. But they need to play strong at the line of scrimmage, and I think they just need some big plays. And I think Riverside has more of a big play opportunity kind of offense than does Southwest Valley because they just like to run the ball at you. I don't know. On my notes here, I noted Riverside because I thought I'd get a limb pick. I'm going to stick with them anyway. This is their playoffs now because if they lose tonight, it's pretty much done. Mm-hmm. But if they win tonight, they're still very much alive for a chance. So I'm going to go with Riverside on the road.
All right. So we're going to go a couple there for Coach Frayne's squad.
You didn't think you were getting a limb pick with Southwest Valley on this one, did you?
Not at all.
We're going to stay in that district, and here's maybe another interesting game. And actually, this is between two districts, 7 and 8, I should say, because it's one of the cross battles this week. HSTW takes their undefeated mark on the road to take on Logan Magnolia. The Vikings at 6-0, Panthers at 4-2. I guess I get first look here at this one. Been impressed with what HSTW has been able to do this year. They've been pretty solid and steady throughout the season here so far. Their offensive production has been really good on both sides of the ball with the Sternberg boys leading the way. Nick Denning's been kind of a force on the defensive side for them, creating some turnovers on that side. Logan Magnolia, they kind of started the season slow, but they have gotten better. And, of course, they're going to use some of that kind of strong defense, try to run the ball. But the production just hasn't quite been there for them is what they're used to, especially with that ground game. I think HSTW's got some great confidence rolling right now. This will be a good little test for them here, but I think the Vikings get this one. I'll go with HSTW. Jim.
All right, very good. Defensively, I'm kind of surprised looking at Logan Magnolia this year. They usually one of those teams that they control the line of scrimmage completely, offense, defense. They run the ball. It's pretty much all they do. And on defense, they're usually pretty good up front. But, you know, they've only created 6 turnovers this year on defense. They've only got 6 takeaways total. That's kind of surprising. And the most surprising statistic I saw here, AHSTW actually has 200 more rushing yards than does Logan Magnolia. And that's pretty hard to find a game during the year outside of the first one where Loma is going to be facing a team that actually outrushes them. And, of course, AHSTW has more explosiveness on offense, too. They've been throwing the ball pretty well. I like AHSTW.
All right, another one for the Vikings. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Vikings as well. I think it just, you know, you guys have kind of hit the nail on the head there across the board. Logan's just going to try to ball control it and try to slow him down that way a little bit. And but I think AHSTW is going to be too explosive to get done. And BC Moore has him at the 29.5 point favorites and 96% chance of that. So
wow.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Going to go with the Vikings.
All right, another one there for the Vikings across the board. We're going to move into Class 1A. This is 1A8 as Kemper Catholic takes their 5-0 mark on the road to take on a 4-2 trainer squad here this week. Jim, who's going to win?
Matt and all his newfound data. It's not even about kids in high school anymore. It's all about the data. Yeah,
it's all about the data. It's all about the numbers. Come on, man.
Numbers feed it into the computer.
Probably playing the shift, too.
Huh? I know. Everybody's got the bat computer down in the bat cave to feed all their data into these days. Kemper Catholic, they're playing well this year. I think they played a little bit better schedule, too. They dominated a Class 3A Atlantic team. They also defeated Greene County from Class 2A pretty well. They're very efficient in their pass game, 70%. They pass completion percentage, 19 touchdowns, just one interception. I just think Kemper Catholic has just too many weapons, and they've been playing too well. Their confidence level is high. I like the Knights.
All right, one there for the Knights. Yeah, Trainer started the season strong, and they've had some good battles and good games, and their quarterback's been playing pretty well, and Caden Dirks has thrown for 977 yards and 10 touchdowns, and they've done pretty well for themselves in that regard. They're a pretty good receiver as well, and Carson Elwood that's hauled in a lot of those yards. But Kemper's got some, you know, guys up front that have been there. They know how to run this offense really well, and they're just efficient at doing it. They got Vanami there at the quarterback spot, and then Siebenhaller are in the backfield. Just guys that they can turn to and know that they're going to get production from. And I think they. I'm out of order again.
That's all right.
Jeez, that's twice I've done this this year.
We're keeping tabs.
It's your show, man. It's your show. Man. We're just here.
Well, anyways, you know who I'm picking. So Kemper Catholic. There you go.
I'm going to go with Kemper Catholic as well. I think the big thing is Vanami. We saw him at the beginning of the season. And, you know, he's just very elusive back there as a quarterback. And so then when he gets in space, you don't know if he's going to run it or throw it. And he's just worked so well with his receivers out there that, you know, they move right with him into the right openings and they find those spots and just kind of sit there. And so then if he wants to throw it, he can throw it downfield. But if he wants to run it, he's very fast as well. So he can make things happen in there. So that's just a big plus for them. You know, we saw that a few years ago with an old Arthur team that had a quarterback that could run and throw and was very elusive like that and kept the play alive. So they've got something pretty similar in there. So I'm going to go with Kemper Catholic on the road.
All right. So we're going to go with Kemper across the board there on that one. We're going to come right back to you there, Matt. Class 2A at District 8 here. The Red Oak Tigers look to bounce back from their close loss to Greene County. They go on the road to take on Clark. Who's going to win?
Oh, this is interesting. 2-4-2 teams in here. You've got, Clark has, according to offensive average points scored, is the number one offense in 2A. They have the number 9 defense in there in 2A. And Red Oak on the other side has the number 8 offense and number 4 defense. So, you know, you've got two pretty similar teams. Red Oak 2,300 total yards and Clark 2,300 total yards. So, you know, very similar in there. I think the one difference though is Clark in their schedule. They also have the last or the weakest schedule in Class 2A. Out of their 6 teams they've played so far, they're 9-28 amongst them. So, but they do have some big numbers in there. They got some playmakers. They have some confidence. These are two programs that. In previous dozen years, just have not been successful, and now here they are, 4-2. I'm going to go with Red Oak. I think they're just a little bit tougher in this regard. With their, they played a tougher schedule, so I think they're prepared for it. They've had some close games last week. Those are some things they want to correct, but it is a road game. So I wouldn't be surprised either way, but I'm going to have to pick somebody, and I'm going to go with Red Oak.
All right. One for there for the Tigers. This is the last time you probably would have thought you would have saw a 4-2 matchup between these two teams. Was probably a long, long way down the road. But
1890.
They're doing much better this year. Red Oak, they've been in some close battles here these past 2 weeks against tougher teams within their district there in Greene County and Des Moines Christian. And they've got some guys that they can turn. We've talked about, Riley Fouts has been doing a good job on the ground. Clark, it does look like, has kind of a good balance. They've got a good receiver that they can return to in Vega, and then they've been mixing it up a little bit on the ground with some different guys. But I'm with Matt here. I don't think the competition has been near as tough here for Clark. They kind of turned heads a couple weeks ago there, putting up that big point number against Shan, but this is a different story here. It's a much better Red Oak team, and I think the Tigers will get this one. Jim?
Yeah, building off what you guys had said, Colfax Mingo is one of their early victims. They're 0-6. Mm-hmm. Perry, another one, they're 1-5. Shenandoah, they don't even have a football team, literally. They cashed it in. I mean, that's three of their four wins. So I don't know what to think about this. Now, looking at Clark, they've got good size. They look like a team that, could probably handle themselves well at the line of scrimmage, but it's just that level of competition. It's really hard to gauge. How does Red Oak bounce back from two tough losses in a row? I don't know. But I do like their chances, even though it's a bit of a road trip. I would love to go out on a limb here, but, boy, that lack of a decent schedule really scares me with Clark. So Red Oak.
All right, Tigers across the board. We've got two more picks left here for this week, and we will move to 3A District 6 when we do that right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Vicki, this week we have Mrs. Grimes Original Chili Beans, 3 for $5. Six-pack Jiffy Corn Muffin Mix, only $2.98. And Fritos or Cheetos, just $2.88 each. Over in the meat department, we have boneless rump roast, just $3.99 a pound. All-natural loinback pork ribs, $2.99 a pound. And bone-in pork butts, only $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back now to Who's Gonna Win as we start to wind down this week's picks here. And we're going to go to Class 3A District 6. And we've got a pretty good marquee battle on tap here for the first one. ADM, their undefeated mark at 6-0, on the road to take on a 5-1 Harlan team there at Merrill Field. Top five battle, number one versus number four in the latest Radio Iowa poll, and this should be a good one. I know I've heard some other people talk about this, and I know Matt knows this firsthand, but if you want to see what maybe is one of the fastest football games in recent Iowa high school football history, this is probably it. Brevin Dahl and Aiden Flora can really do it for the Tigers. And then, of course, you've got guys like Aiden Hall, Cade Sears on the other side for Harlan. This is going to be a fun battle. I think ADM is going to make this. This is going to be a good game. I don't think anybody's going to blow anybody out here. But I just think there's too many playmakers on the side of the Cyclones and home field advantage. Merrill Field's a tough place to play. I just think Harlan finds a way to get it done. Jim?
Yeah, a lot of weapons for Harlan, and that Sears and Hall receiving combo is pretty good, too. I mean, you look at it and think, well, Aiden Hall is such a good athlete. How come he's not leading them in receiving yards and all that kind of stuff? Oh, well, sometimes he's a really good decoy, too. They've got other good weapons out there. ADM actually has 100 more rushing yards on the season, and you mentioned the Dahl kid leading them in rushing and receiving. I like Harlan, but I'm behind. I'm taking ADM.
All right. Yeah, you got to start making a move here, right?
Well, this is as good a game as on the list to try to make some ground. You're right. So.
Yeah. BC Marl has ADM favored at 1.3 and 53%, so it's not as big. But, yeah, I'd say this is pretty even. Basically, you've got the number one, number two offenses as well. as far as scoring averages here in the on the year. And, you know, kind of like you said, some fast dudes out there, Dahl and Aiden Hall. If Aiden had been healthy last year, he would have been in the finals 100-meter dash. But I think Will Newhart, he'll probably be back for Harlan this week. So you add him, he was in the finals 100-meter dash last year. So there's a lot of speed out there. You've got the Benetti kid who, you know, he placed in multiple events at the state track meet as well. So you've got these, you know, just some athletes out there on the field going to make some plays for both sides of the ball. But at the end of the day, I think Harlan's defense is probably just a little bit tougher. They're a little bit team speed is probably a little bit faster out there. So I look for Harlan, you know, to come out on top here. And we've said it, you know, it's tough to play up at Merrill Field, you know, so it's just a lot of energy there by the home team. And so Cyclones.
All right, another one there for Harlan. I had somebody do the game with me last week, Harlan Atlantic, that's from outside the area, and that was one of the things he said to me after a while was, boy, you see a lot of their guys around the ball. Harlan really does flow to the football defensively. They are pretty good at that team tackling scenario. So be interesting. That'll be a fun one to keep an eye on for sure here this week. We're going to stay here in 3A District 6, and this will be our broadcast game here tonight as well. The Atlantic Trojans make the long haul across to Central Iowa to take on the Knoxville Panthers here, 2-4 against 1-5. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, I want to just say something here.
Okay.
Remember back when they told us how district football was going to simplify the scheduling, we wouldn't have long road trips, and now we got to go to Tennessee?
Yes, we do. It'll be a pretty drive this time of year.
It will be. That is very true. You might see some nice colors. No, seriously, though. I mean, but they did tell us that it was going to make things simpler, mm-hmm. and the scheduling wasn't going to lead to a lot of long road trips.
They tell us a lot of things, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. You know, a tough break for Atlantic last week and the quarterback, Anderson. You know, Knoxville's kind of struggled to get consistency in offense this year, and I just think there's been enough struggling with Knoxville that even with some necessary personnel changes now for Atlantic due to injury, I just think if Atlantic leans on their ground game, because Knoxville hasn't shown much of a ground game this year, I think if Atlantic leans on their ground game this week and just takes care of business, maybe creates a turnover too, I think Atlantic can win this and make it a nice, pretty long drive home.
There you
go. Happy drive.
Happy drive.
Yeah. So, Trojans.
All right. One for the Trojans. Matt?
Yeah, we'll be leaving as soon as we sign off here. Head to Knoxville.
Board
what do you
jet.
Mean? We're on the bus right now.
Charter, or are you guys flying coach?
No, in all seriousness, yeah. You know, just very unfortunate that the Trojans lost their quarterback like they did there last Friday night. I think might have seen just a little bit closer ball game in there, maybe not necessarily the outcome, but at least the score wouldn't have been as widespread in there. But so now, you know, as far as the Trojans, it's just a matter of, you know, with the new quarterback in there, Tristan Hayes, you know, how do they make that offense a little more adaptable to his skill set in there? And like Jim said, I think the run game is going to have to, you know, come to light on this and really get it done up front with that run game to open up the passing lanes there a little bit for them. You know, defensively, Knoxville is going to try to come out. They're going to try to put a lot of pressure on you up front. They're going to put seven guys in the box sometimes and sit back there. So they like to put five, kind of like a run 5-2 defense in there. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how Atlantic responds to that. But, yeah, offensively, they try to throw the ball, just not as efficient with it. And like you said, their run game isn't too elaborate in there. So I look for the Trojans to come out on top.
All right, another one there for Atlantic. Yeah, when you look at the numbers for Knoxville, they just haven't been able to put up a lot of offense. They certainly have been an improved team to what they have been the past few years. And I think part of that, maybe their defense is also a little bit better. But yeah, if Atlantic can, you know, use the weapons you have and spread things around, you know, Dante Hedrington, and then, you know, kind of however you're going to adjust that passing game a little bit for Tristan there to maybe make some of those perhaps shorter routes, whatever the case may be, I think they can do that and get that done, get their guys out in space and have some success here in this game. So I'm going to take the Trojans as well. Just just a little note, too. That was just such a tough spot to see last week. You feel bad for a kid that's having a great season and goes down in a big game like that. And then you feel bad for the guy that has to come in, sophomore. Oh, here, congratulations. You played the number one team in the state early in the game. So tough break there. But, yeah, hopefully they'll bounce back and have some fun here this week on that long road trip. So that's Trojans across the board, and that's going to wrap up week number 7 here for us. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and also the folks at Fairway for bringing you Who's Going to Win here once again. Stay tuned. Seth Christensen is going to join me for the broadcast here coming up as Atlantic is on the road at Knoxville. That'll do it for Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Mrs. Grimes Original Chili Beans, 3 for $5. Six-pack Jiffy Corn Muffin Mix, only $2.98. And Fritos or Cheetos, just $2.88 each. Over in the meat department, we have boneless rump roast, just $3.99 a pound. All-natural loin-back pork ribs, $2.99 a pound. And bone-in pork butts, only $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway. Yeah!